JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining. In today's program, Parade Gardens residents upbeat about new community center. And later we look at Hominy Corn in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Residents of Parade Gardens in downtown Kingston are optimistic about the opportunities that their new $39 million community center can provide for the neighborhood. Secretary of the Parade Gardens Community Development Committee, Melissa Thompson, says the facility can accommodate skills training among other activities.
The center boasts a computer laboratory, designated classroom area, meeting room, kitchen, and sanitary facilities. Addition of bathrooms in the amount of 2.9 million Jamaican dollars is to be supported by the CSJP, who has also already provided furniture costing approximately Jamaican $800,000. Plans are underway to provide additional equipment for the center, in addition to implementation of a few security features.
The center's construction was spearheaded by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, with support from the European Union under the Poverty Reduction Program, PRP. Education Minister and Member of Parliament for the area, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, says a multi-purpose court for sporting activities is also to be constructed at the facility. He says the introduction of adult education and income generation activities are also being explored.
Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. If you want to ensure that your company becomes more prosperous, make sure your systems are organized. Are you wasting a lot of time looking for files on your computer? Take the time to organize a file management system. Is your manual filing system slowing you down? Redo it so it's organized to the point that you can quickly lay your hands on whatever you need. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Vision 2030 is a plan for Jamaica by Jamaicans. The plan includes the views of students, non-governmental organizations, churches, and public and private sector representatives from across the island and in the diaspora. To find out more about Vision 2030, go to vision2030.gov.jm. And now our glimpse of Jamaica.
Nobody looks after Hominy Corn just by looking after the grains. So they just go to the supermarket and they buy a bag of Hominy Corn and they go home and make porridge. We had to look after the Hominy Corn ourselves. When the corn is dry, you get some lye ashes. It is just the ashes from the wood. You get that and you throw water on it. After a while, you strain off that water and you throw it on the dry corn. It stays there for a little and soaks. So you can get off the skin. Now you take a knife and you just get off the little, you call it skin, but it's just a little part of the corn that you won't need, you know. You get off that. So grain by grain, we used to have to pick it. And after you pick it, then you crack it. And it looks just like the corn that you buy in the supermarket. I'm Maple. I'm from St. Anne.
Let your favorite glimpse of Jamaica be heard. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.